Hello, 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 all my beautiful ladies. Hello, all my sis. Welcome back to episode three. I am so duper, duper, super duper excited that you are here. Welcome back to episode number three. Today, it's Wednesday. By the time you're hearing this podcast, it will be on Wednesday. And I promise you guys in episode two and episode one that we were going to be doing Bible study on this, okay? And today we are going to be talking about our Bible study. Today we are going to be talking about overcoming negative thoughts and overcoming negative thoughts with God's truth, okay? Overcoming negative thoughts with God's truth. That's what we are going to be talking about today. And this particular thing we are going to do Bible study on today, it's really dear to my heart because I have dealt with negative thoughts more than you would ever imagine. It's one of my biggest battle that I faced every single day is negative thoughts. Like, seriously, negative thought. I face that every day and I work on that. So, we are going to be talking about that. And we are going to be reading our verse. Our verse today is going to be coming from Romans 12, verse 2. And we are going to read that later. But before we get into our Bible study today, I would like for us to invite the Holy Spirit in the midst of it because God says, where one or two have gathered in His name, that's exactly where He would be. He said, where one or two have gathered in His name, that's exactly where He would be. So let us invite the Holy Spirit in the midst of us, and then we can jump into our podcast today. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we tell you thank you today, Jesus. Father God, as we're ready to start this podcast today, this Bible study today, Lord God, may you take complete control over our tongue, our ear. May everything that we say today be your words and not our own words. Father God, I pray for my sister today, Lord God. Whatever the negative thoughts or whatever they are going through with negative thought, Lord God, I pray that you will speak truth to them, Lord. That they will get to know that you are the truth, you are the light, you are everything. Whatever the enemy is telling them, it is not true. It's a big fat lie, Lord. May they receive you today and accept you as their Lord and their personal Savior. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, my brother and sister. Welcome back to my channel. Well, my name is Vera, a lover of tea, a mother of four, and a wife of 16 and a half years, and a woman that's trying to define herself and healing from her past wound. So today we are going to have a Bible study, but you guys already know this girl, this woman, she loves her cup of tea. So let me drink a little bit before we get into our. All right, like I said, we were going to be talking today. We're going to be talking about negative thoughts. If you have been in my situation, or whether or not, which that's one of the things that we struggle with a lot, is negative thoughts. Listening to that enemy tell us whole big blah lie. And today, I have three steps that we are going to use to recognize the thoughts, the lies, the negative thoughts, and then the truth. So we are going to use that today. So we got three steps. Step one is recognizing the source of the negative thoughts, okay? Recognizing the source of the negative thoughts. And then two, it's we are going to be renewing our mind daily, okay? So these are the parts, the point that we are going to be talking about. We are going to be renewing our mind daily with scriptures, all right? And then last but not the least, taking every thought captive, okay? Taking every thought captive, taking it very serious. Every thought, we're taking it very serious, taking it captive, okay? That's what we are going to be talking about. So, let us dive into that. Our scripture, I read a scripture from the beginning of the podcast. Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. If you see me looking down, I got my Bible study here, okay? That's why I'm looking down. I'm not ignoring you guys. I'm just looking over my notes, making sure I'm not making any, leaving any important notes behind. Okay, so we are going to be reading from Romans 12, verse 2. If you don't have your Bible yet, sis, go and grab your Bible and let's dive into the Word of God. While you're getting your Bible, let me sip on another tea, cup of tea, right? Yeah, cup of coffee, cup of tea. Okay, whatever. All right, let's get into it. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And this is the NIV version, which is the New Translation version, okay? Do not be transformed. And then when we dive into part one, which is recognizing the source of the negative thought, it's coming from, the scripture is coming from John chapter 8, verse 44, which is the also in the New Translation. John chapter 8, verse 44. It said, "The devil is a liar and the father of all lies." Devil is the liar and he is the father of all lies. So, what God is telling us, devil is a liar and he is the father of all lies. Negative thought doesn't come from God. Negative thought does not come from God, says. Whatever you are feeling in your heart, whatever the negative thought, whatever the negative thing in your mind right now that you are feeling, it's not coming from God. It's not God. God does not make you for you to start feeling bad and nasty and disgusting about yourself. The enemy is the whisper of all lies. He whispers lies in your ear. Let me tell you guys a little story that entites in the Bible, in the Bible study that we are doing today. Is when I was pregnant with my son, I was going through a lot of hard time, okay, hardship, hard time, whatever you may call it. I was going through that. I was stressed out. A whole lot of things was going on wrong with me. If you know the beginning of this podcast, why this why this podcast was birthed, you will know it all derived from my childhood upbringing. So when I was pregnant with my son, I went through a whole lot. And the doctor said that every time I go for ultrasound or doctor appointment, they used to wonder how in the world my son is still alive. And the doctor said, even if my son make it here, he will make it here dead, alive. Okay? And for that reason, the enemy keep whispering that words in my ear over and over. And I remember one time I was praying. I wanted to name my son after his biological father. I wanted to name my son after his biological father. And in the process or in the devastation of my agony, one night I was literally about to commit suicide. I told you guys I have attempted many ways to commit suicide. And this one, I was young adult, and I was pregnant with my son, and I was about to commit suicide. And in the process of thinking of the way or the faster way I could do that, the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Vera," because I took a knife, and I said, "Okay, my friends are sleeping, and this would be the best time. Nobody will be here to save me." And I took the knife, and I was about to commit suicide. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Vera, put that knife down and call 911. What I'm trying to say is, when the enemy is telling you these lies, it's not God's truth. Okay, when I was going through that period of darkness, that period of sadness, complete darkness, and the enemy were whispering all sorts of stuff in my ear. Oh, if God loves you, why would this happen to you? Why all these things would happen to you? Why would you be pregnant and then the father disown the pregnancy? Yada, yada, yada. If God really loves you, why would you be pregnant and homeless? God doesn't love you. You would be better off just ending it off, taking your own life. Nobody cares. Nobody will miss you. That is the lie, sis. That's how the enemy capture us. He make us do things. He lies. He lies. He put that soft lies in our heart. You see, when you go into the book of Genesis, right? When Adam and Eve were in the garden, and Adam was doing his own thing, and when the snake came to Eve, right? When a snake came to Eve, the Bible said that the enemy went out of all the animal that was in the garden. He saw snake, and because snake is corny, and I mean, cunning, very very cunning. So the snake got in. I mean, the enemy got into snake. And what I'm trying to say, when the snake went to Eve, he whispered to Eve. He said, "Did God really say that if you eat the apple, you would die? Did He really say that?" And the enemy, he would not come at us bold. He would not come at us bold and say, "If you do that, you're gonna die. I'm gonna shoot you." No, he whispers softly, and he whispers softly with a question, to the point that we start to question our identity. If what God says about us is truly the fact, if what God says about us is truly true. So he comes at our question. He comes whispering. And the thing that with the enemy is, says he comes when it's completely silent. He comes when it's completely silent, and then he start to make his voice completely loud by whispering to you. You start to question yourself, did God really say that? Did God really say I am this person? Because why the enemy is whispering to you, sis. He is the father of all lies, like John says. The father of all lies, the father of all deceit is him. Yeah, I mean, he whispered things like fear, unworthiness. Have you ever asked yourself, am I worth it? I don't feel worthy. You start doubting yourself. That's the lies that he tells you, sis. And that's why John chapter 8, verse 44 says, the devil is the liar and he's the father of all lies. Whatever you are feeling right now, right? Whatever you are feeling right now, he's telling you, you don't feel worthy. You don't feel loved. You don't feel accepted. You don't feel qualified. You are not worthy. You are not qualified for that position. Who do you think you are? Have you seen the top dogs? You are not top dogs. You are the least among the least. Or he whispered to that innocent child, that innocent, naive child, that young adult. If your parent, if God loves you so much, why would God make your parent be fighting? Why would God make your dad leaves? Why would God make your mom file for divorce? Why would they, why, if God loves you so much, why there's separation in your home? Or we the parents, if God loves you so much, why would he take that only child that you've been crying for? Why would he make your child sick? Why would he take your spouse from you? Those are all his schemes. Those are all his lies. Because he does not want us to follow the truth. He does not want us to know the truth. God has forgotten about you. You don't exist because of your past, because of what you did. God doesn't care about you. How can God forgive a someone like you? How can God forgive a stripper like you? How can God forgive a prostitute like you? How can God love a whore like you? I'm sorry that I'm using a harsh word. But those are the things then that he tells you. If God loves you, how can he forgive a stripper like you every day you in a strip club? Every day you are sleeping from man to man, from women to women. How can God forgive someone like you? You are not worthy. You're not the type of people that God is looking for. Lack character professional or professionalism. Let's say God put a desire in your heart for you to start a ministry. He's going to whisper a lies in your ear. How can God call someone like you with a dirty past for you to deliver his message? But one thing he forgets to know is, I want to say majority of the people that the Lord uses in the Bible, sis, they were not perfect. Like, for example, King David. And God said he was the man after God's own heart. He's the man that God loved more than anybody, more than all his people. But guess what King David did? King David killed Uriah's wife. After he finished having an affair with Uriah's wife and got her pregnant, he's trapped by all men for Uriah to get killed. And at the end of the day, he did. He killed Uriah because of Uriah's wife. So if people like David, who lead the Israelites, if people like David can lead the Israelites, God can use David, then God can use you, sis. God can use you, bro. God can use you. Okay? Your past does not define who you are. If God can use King David, God can use anybody else. So stop letting the enemy to lie to you. Stop letting him lie to you. All right. Now let's go to replacing the truth, okay? Replacing the truth. First, if the devil says that you are not enough, if he tells you are not enough, you are not worthy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to replace it with the truth. Here's the truth. Philippians 4:13. If he says you are not enough, you are not qualified to do the things that God has called you to do. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. If he tells you you're not enough, you're not qualified, you're not worthy, yes, you are qualified. You are enough. You are enough. You are the apple of Jehovah's eyes. You are the apple of God's eyes. Have you ever heard the story of the sheep, of the shepherd and the sheep? The shepherd was taking care of 100 sheep. And out of that 100 sheep, one got missing. And you know what he did? He left that 99 and he went after the one. That's who you are. That's how you are important to God. He will leave that 99 and go after that one. Because he don't want none of his sheep to get lost. Lies. God doesn't love me. And the truth. The truth is Romans chapter 8 verse 38 to 39. And it says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. You hear that? God is telling you, says today, nothing you have ever done will ever separate you and God. You see, I love what God says. He said, there is no mountain too high. There's no valley too deep that I cannot get to you. Nothing will separate the love that God has for you. Nothing will ever separate that. Absolutely nothing. Whatever you have done, once you seek the Lord's face for forgiveness, he will forgive you. Your sins have been forgiven. He said, your sins have been forgiven. The old is gone and the new is here to stay. And the new is here to stay, says, bro, stop letting the enemy to defeat you. Stop letting him to win. Stop that. Okay. The next replacement. Lies. I will always be a failure. Who told you that? Who told you you will always be a failure, sis? Who told you? Truth. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you. And not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a bright future. Did you hear that? A plan to give you hope and a bright future. You see, when the serpent, when he lied and made Eve and Adam eat the apple, when they begin to realize, oh my God, what have we done? We have committed an ultimate sin. We have done the ultimate things that we should not have done. We have done it. What have we done when they realized that, wow, they were naked? And they went, they hid themselves. The Bible said in a cold evening, when God was coming to check up on his children. You see, when they were in that garden, God would walk. Walk, the Bible said, walk. He would walk and come and check on them. Probably talk with them, joke with them, make sure they're okay, and then go back about his business and continue to create more. The Bible says that when God came in the cool of the evening and he called out, he said, Adam, Adam, where are you? And Adam answered, Lord, I am hiding myself. God said, why? He said, because I am naked. I am naked. And I love the response that the Lord gave to him. God said, who told you? Who told you you are naked, Adam? Who told you? All these years you've been in this garden, you and Eve, not once did you ever tell me you were naked. Adam, my child, who told you that? And then God said, have you eaten the apple, the fruit that I told you not to eat? Who told you, sis, that you are not good enough? Who told you that you are not worth it? Who told you that you are not loved? Who told you that that pain that you are going through, you are going to go through it by yourself? Who told you that? Who told you that you are going to be the only one that going to lose a child? Who told you that you are going to be the only one that going to lose a loved one? If God can lose his son, Jesus Christ, then everybody going to lose their lost one. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be with each other in heaven. If you are a believer in Christ and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. God said, who told you? Says, the enemy is lying to you. Romans 12:2 said, he's the father. The devil is the father of all lies. He's lying to you, telling you all these things. See, when that night when I tried to commit suicide, that's exactly what he was telling me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. That's why all these things that have happened to me, that's why it happened to me, because God don't love me. And when the Lord put on my heart to start a YouTube podcast, he came back again. He said, who do you think you are? You're not qualified to do this. A lot of people are doing podcasts. A lot of people are talking the exact same thing. What makes you different? What makes you qualified? How are you qualified? And it's the same thing when God told me to write the book. When God laid on my heart to write a book, he said, who told you? You're not qualified to be an author. And the thing you're talking about or you want to talk about, people like Joel Osteen, people like Joyce Meyer, people like Terry Savelle Foy, people like Clifford Della Clifford, people like Sarah Jakes, people like all these top dogs, all these top people are writing book about this thing. What makes you think you are qualified? Who are you? Who knows you? Nobody knows you. Nobody care about what you have to say. No one care, Vera. Don't make fool out of yourself. But being as stubborn as I am, the daughter of Christ, I said, you're not going to tell me that, because I know that's the lie from the pit of hell. You are not truth. I went ahead and wrote my book anyway, and now I'm an author. All right? So who told you? Don't listen to that. Don't listen to the lies, sis. And I hope you are enjoying this Bible study today on Wednesday. Don't listen to that lie. All right. Now let's go to step two. Renewing your mind daily. And the scripture is Romans 12:2 again. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, says. And transforming doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. Transforming your mind, says, it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. But renewing your mind, it starts with what? It starts with feeding on the word of God. It starts with feeding on the words of God. It starts with feeding on the words of God. Vera, what do you mean by feeding on the words of God? We'll get into that. Okay? Just like we feed on food, just like we need that nourishment, just like we need that water, just like we need that food. If you want to renew your mind and be strong in the things of God and be able to defeat the enemies, you got to eat. Have you ever seen a hungry person go on a battlefront and focus and win? No. Your opponent's gonna knock the dear life out of you. Because why? You are gonna be so distracted because you are so hungry and your tummy is grumbling and you are thinking about food. You are thinking about how thirsty you are. And your opponent just gonna finish you. Okay? And your opponent is the devil. If you are not eating the food, the word of God, of course he's gonna overtake you. He's gonna win you. And the more we replace our thoughts, the more we replace our thoughts with God's truth, the more we begin to think and accept according to the will of God. The more we replace the negative thoughts with God's truth, the more we start to think and accept the plan according to the word of God. Okay, practical steps. Let me give you guys some practical steps. The way you can renew your mind. Number one, like I said, when you ask me that question and say, Vera, how do I get fed? How do I eat the food? How do I eat the Bible as food? Number one, it's read your scripture. Speak scripture over your life, sis. Let me say that again. Speak scriptures over your life. What do I mean by speak scripture over your life? Instead of you letting negative thoughts to overrule you, to override you, to overtake your thought, declare the word of God out loud. Declare the word of God out loud. You see, when you're not going to, you can see my complete, I'm in my bedroom. You can see completely the whole thing, but in my bedroom, I have the word of God stick on my wall. And the same thing in my bed, in my living room, the word of God is everywhere. I have to speak the word of God over my life. I have to declare the word of God over my life. Because why? He said he has a plan for me, a plan to prosper me. I am the apple of Jehovah's eye. I am one of a kind. I am not a duplicate. I'm an original. God said, before your mother could know she was pregnant with you, I have had a personal, intimate relationship with you. Let me tell you something. Do you know that God loves you so much that the hair strands on your head, it's number. When one of your hair strands falls off, God said, oh, let's go hair strand number 44. 44 just dropped. Do you know that God loves you so much that every tears that you cry, he captured? He said it in the book of Psalms. He said it to David when David was crying out to God. He was putting his heart out to God. God said, David, my son, I heard you. Every tears that have fallen from your eyes, David, I have captured it. I have captured it. It is in the palm of my hand. Every tears that you ever cried, David, every tears drop, I have captured it. God loves you, sis, that every tears you ever cry in the middle of the night by yourself, soaking your pillow, he captured every single tears. Don't let the enemy lies to you. Okay? Speak scripture over your life. Before we go to the next practical step, let me say this. I watched Joel Osteen ministry. I mean, he's preaching one of his sermons. And Joel Osteen said in that sermon, he said, when his mother was diagnosed with cancer, when the doctors had given up on his mother and said his mother have less than 6 months to live, Joel Osteen said his mother started, she wrote it first, she wrote it on paper, and she sticks it all on the wall in her house, and she started speaking life over herself. She started speaking healing over her life. And I was also watching Terry Savelle Foy, and she said that Joel Osteen's mother, she celebrated Joel Osteen's mother 90th birthday with her, with Joel Osteen's mother. They gave that lady 6 months to live, but because she chose to speak the word over her soul, she chose to declare the power of the truth over herself. So my question to you today is, well, what are you choosing? Are you choosing truth or are you choosing lies? Are you choosing truth or are you choosing lies? As for me, I'm going to choose truth. Okay? Practical step number two. Pray for renewing of your mind. Pray for renewing of your mind. Ask God to replace fear with faith. Ask God to replace fear with faith. Let me tell you, many of us, we have let fear to hold us back. We have let fear to hold us back from becoming, from becoming the woman or the man that we know God had created us to be. We have been holding ourselves back because we believe this fear. And replace the lies with truth, and replace doubt with confidence. You see, those three things is when you are on the battlefield with these three things, and if you don't replace it with those three things, which is when you don't replace fear with faith, when you don't replace lies with truth, and when you don't replace doubt with confidence, it's going to overtake you. Stop letting doubt to hold you back. Stop telling fear and insecurity to tell you you're not good enough, you're not worthy. Who are you? Who are you to tell me I'm not qualified? Who are you for you to tell me I'm not worthy? And you know, doubt will start telling you. Other people have done it. You start doubting yourself. I don't think I can do this. I'm not qualified. You start mumbling to yourself like something physically, emotionally wrong with you. Number three, replacing the truth over lies. Be very, very mindful of what you consume. Be extremely mindful of what you consume. Many of us, we think it's just TV, but sis, it is not just TV. Whatever you are consuming, it is becoming your reality. You see, the Bible says that our eyes is the light to our soul. Our eyes is the light to our soul. There are certain things that I have seen on TV, sis, or bro, right? There are certain things I have seen on TV that my eyes have come across that I wish so bad that my eyes have not come across it. That I pray so hard that my eyes have not come across it. Because it terrifies me. It scares me. It scares the daylife out of me. I tell my kids, especially when it comes to news, I tell my kids and my husband, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I want to live in my la-la land. Let me stay in my la-la land. Whatever that's going to happen, let it happen to me. In my la-la land is, I'm at peace with God. Because I know, I read my Bible, all those things that's happening, the Lord said it's going to happen. He says, when you see nation against nation, brother against brother, sister against sister, all these things, when you see it's happening, do not be scared. My days of coming, it's near. And all these things are happening, earthquake, war, mother against mother, children, baby just dying left and right, all these horrible things are happening. I tell my kids, I don't want to know. Because if I wake up tomorrow morning and hear the horn, the horn of Jesus Christ arriving and I hear it, I want to go. I don't want to know it's happening. Because just the thought about it, it's going to carry me sooner than before Christ get here. So whatever you consume, it start to build in you. And the enemy start to use on that to put fear, doubt, and scarcity in your life. So be very mindful of what you are consuming. Extremely mindful. Sorry, where were we? Husband walked in, so I got sidetracked or distracted. What a remake, Gordy. All right, so be very mindful of what you consume. So now let's go to number three. Number three, taking every thought captive. Taking every thought cap. Every thought captive. Okay, let's read the scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. And it said, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Wow. Let me read that again. Okay. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. It says when let me put it this way. Okay. This is what I want to say, sis. When a thought get in your mind, when a negative thought get in your mind, do not let it take root. Do not let it take root. Let me tell you guys a little story. When my mother passed away, because she passed away in different states, and my family and I will live in different state. When my mother passed away in different state, when we were coming from the funeral and I was coming back home, when I got in a plane, I just got like literally this feeling overtake me. This thought, not a feeling per se, precise. It was this thought, this negative, thick, demonic thought. Thought just overrides my head. And I couldn't comprehend anything. Like nothing. And it started telling me, what if the plane crashed? What if you guys died? And mind you, I was going back and forth while she was sick and stuff like that. And I was going back and forth with my kid, my son. And at that time, I think he was, what, 2 years old? And then, what if the plane crashed? What if it died? And let me tell you, this is what an enemy does. This is what it does, sis. First of all, we got on a really small plane, like small old plane, okay? A very small old plane. I think, was it Delta? No, it was not Delta. It was American Airlines. A really small old plane. And when the plane picked up, when we got up higher, we started experiencing not thunder. What is that thing called? Leave me a comment down below if you know what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh, it's driving me nuts. Oh, it's coming and disappearing, if you know what I mean. Anyway, turbulent. We started experiencing turbulent. I mean, a really bad one too. You see? Because I let that negative thought take root over my head. I let it take root in my head. Now, the negative thought had take root over my, I mean, root in my head. And now, scarcity and fear had crept in. And now I'm terrified on a plane. And I'm terrified. I'm shaking like, oh my gosh, we're about to die. My son and I, we're about to die. We're not going to see my husband. All the yagi negative thought is just popping, like coming at me all over. And you see, the thing that is with me is, ever since I gave my life to Christ, I don't travel without my Bible. If I'm going to work, I go with my Bible. The only places, honestly, maybe I should start doing is when I'm going grocery shopping. I don't go with my Bible, but I have been looking for a smaller, pocket purse size Bible, if that makes sense. But when I'm traveling and I'm going to work, I go with my Bible. So while we were on a plane and all these negative thoughts, I had let it take root in my head. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me, and the Holy Spirit said, where is your Bible? It felt just like my mom asking me, because my mom was a really strong Christian down the line before she passed away. And the Holy Spirit said, what is your Bible? And I picked up my Bible and I started reading and I started praying so hard in my head. And I'm like, Lord, this thought is not from you. This is from the pit of hell. This is from the enemy. Please, Jesus, renew my mind. Give me a good thinking. Give me a happy thinking. I'm going to land safely. Everybody on this flight, we are going to land safely. We are going to see our loved one. I'm going to see my kids. Lord, please help me. Give me, renew my mind. Calm me down. This is not you. This is not you. This is from the devil. And after I got done praying that prayer, I started feeling the peace of calm, the peace of security, the peace of wisdom. And then I started watching a Christian movie. And before I know it, I completely forgot why I was terrified. So what I'm trying to say is don't let it take root. Capture it. Capture the moment it lingered. Just the thought of it. Capture it. And ask God and say, Lord, this thought is not coming from you. This thought is not coming from you. It's coming from the pit of hell. It's coming from the devil. It's not coming from you. Okay? It's not coming from God. It does not align with what God says about me. It does not align with the things the Lord had declared over my life. It does not align with it. Capture it. Ask God. Okay? Now let's go to how to take a thought captive. How to take a thought captive. Number one, like I said, identify the lies because it's not coming from God. Acknowledge, where is it coming from? Is it from your past? Is it from the fear of failure? Is it from what you have done? Is it from what people have spoken over you? Acknowledge where that lies is coming from. Where the root of that lies is coming from. All right? Acknowledge that. Number two, replace it with God's words. Replace it with God's words. Find a Bible verse that speaks against the lies. Find a Bible verse that speaks against the lie. When I was going through that crisis on that plane, I found a scripture. I started rebuking it. I started speaking the truth over my life, over my son and I and everybody else that were in that plane. I said, you have taken root too much in my head. Enough is enough. Okay? Number three, declare the truth out loud. Declare the truth out loud. Okay? Speak life over speak life over yourself instead of agreeing with the negative thought, instead of agreeing with it and say, oh yeah, it's true. I'm going to mean that. No, 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 sis. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not what we're here for. Okay, let me give you some example. Okay, thought. Let's say this thought creep in your head and says, I will never be successful. Okay, let's say that's the thought that creep in your head and said, Vera, you will never be successful. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to capture that thought. I want you to capture that thought with God's truth. And here is God's truth, what God says about you. Go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13. Go there. And this is what Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13 says. And it says, Deuteronomy 28 verse 13 says, that I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That's what Deuteronomy says to you. You are the head, not the tail. You are above and not beneath. So when the enemy tells you that you are not going to be successful, bombard that enemy with Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. You are the head, sis. You are not the tail. You are above. You are not beneath. Okay? Don't never, ever let a negative thought to take root in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit. Don't let it happen. Once you let it happen, sis, I'm sorry to tell you, you got to go on a war front. You got to go on a battle front to get it out. And that's exactly what happened to me on the plane because I let it take root. Now I was having hot flashes. My palm was sweating. I was breathing heavy. And then what is that thing I call again? Not the thunder. Oh, Lord, Vera, girl, what is wrong with you? The thing, why when you're flying, you keep experiencing, somebody please leave me a comment down below. Help me down below. What is it called? I keep forgetting. Anyway, the bumps and bruises up in the plane, we started experiencing that. First of all, the plane was small, and then we started experiencing up and down in the plane. Because why? I let the thought, the negative thought, take root in my heart, in my mind, and in my spirit. All right, don't let that happen to you. Please do not let it happen to you. Before we end the podcast, I want to do something because it's Bible study podcast Wednesday, okay? It's Bible study podcast Wednesday. So I want us to pray. If you are like me and you are on a plane or you are going through your day-to-day life or you were hit with a bad news, diagnosed with sickness, or you are going through a hard time right now, life is throwing you the best it thinks it can throw at you. You feel like you can't catch your breath. You feel like, Lord, when is the rain going to stop? When is it going to be my good news? If you feel like that, trust me, sis, I've been there. I know exactly what you are going through. I know exactly what you are going through. So this is what I want us to do. I want us to pray. Okay, I want us to pray because the only way we can get rid of the negative thoughts which the enemy is using against us, the only way we can get rid of it is by doing what? By praying. You see, before we pray, I want to say this. When Jesus' disciple, when they went to go cast out the demon, no matter what they did, the demon couldn't come out. They were shouting, jumping, everything. The demon could not come out. So they asked Jesus, they said, why we couldn't get that demon out? Why we can't get that demon out? And Jesus said, this deliverance, it does not happen. It only happened by prayer and fasting. I mean, we're not praying, we're not fasting right now, but you know what I mean. We are praying, okay? So whatever you are going through right now, whatever that the life is throwing at you right now, that it just keep raining and keep thundering and keep raining and keep thundering and keep raining and keep thundering. And you keep asking yourself and asking God, when will this cloudy rainy day stop? And when will my sun shine? Your sun is about to shine. That rain is about to stop. That dark tunnel you've been walking through, you're about to see the light at the end. So let us pray as sister in Christ and as brother in Christ. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we have come to you together. We have come to say thank you, Lord. I am standing in the gap for my brother and sister right now. Lord, I know what it means when we let a negative thought take root in our mind, in our heart, and in our spirit. I know what it can turn into because I let it take root in my heart on that day, on that plane. I was breathing fast. My palm was sweating and the commotion was just getting higher and higher. Because why? I let it take root. Instead of doing like Deuteronomy 8:28-13 says, I am the head, not the tail. So is my brother and sister today, Lord. They are the head and not the tail. They are above, not beneath. Whatever the enemy is telling them today, Lord God, I pray this Wednesday Bible study that you will speak to them and let them know that, my daughter, you are not the tail. You are the head. You are not beneath. You are above. Just listen to me. I'm here to walk you through it. I'm here to guide you through it. I don't want them to listen to the lies. Just as you said to Adam, who told you, I want you to whisper that into your children's mind today, into their heart. Whatever it is that they have been believing all these years, all their life, I want you to ask them, who told you, my daughter? Who told you you are not good enough? My son, who told you you are not worthy enough? My child, who told you that? Your past define your future. Who told you that your past, I cannot take that negative, that horrible things you did, all that horrible things that were done to you. Who told you I cannot take that and use it for my glory? Who told you that? I want you to whisper in their heart today. I want your voice to be soft and calm as it always is so they can feel you, Lord. In your precious name, I prayed. Amen. Amen. Okay, my brother and sisters, this is the end of our podcast today. Episode number 3, Bible Study Wednesday. I really hope this Bible study helped you and I hope it encouraged you, sis. Okay? For you to get rid of that negative thought, for you to overcome that negative thought with God's truth, okay? for you to overcome that negative thought with God's truth. I really hope it bless you today. It encouraging you and it encourages you. Well, if you are listening to this podcast on Facebook, on YouTube, do your lady a favor. Hit the subscribe button down below. Share this podcast with your friends and families. And that thumbs this video up so you too can share this podcast to as many people as you too can share it to. Before we close, I have a question. I want you to leave it in a comment down below. If you have watched the video this far, I want you to leave me a comment down below. What negative thoughts are you struggling with today? What negative thoughts are you literally seriously struggling with today? Leave me a comment down below. I would really love to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. Until next time, sis, stay blessed. God love you. I love you. Bye. Yeah.